You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An unscheduled assembly at the Nakusa High School this week surprised not only students, but also one teacher in particular.
Mr. Peters is a grand prize winner of the 2025 Harbor Freight Tools for Schools Prize for Teaching Excellence.
Tech ed teacher Benjamin Peters was notified earlier this year that he was one of 50 finalists from the 1,001 nominees from 49 different states.
I knew I was a finalist, but I didn't know that I had won a grand prize.
High school principal Keith Johnson said this is great recognition for the hard work the tech ed department has been doing to promote their computer-aided design fabrication laboratory launched at the Alexander Middle School beginning last year.
It's exciting for Ben and Marcus as a department, as a tech ed department. Exciting for the high school and exciting for the school district.
Peters said having a classroom with a 3D printer at every workstation is a really great model for teaching CAD effectively.
It makes sense for every student to have their own computer, right? And so it's the same for manufacturing. Every individual would benefit from access to their own digital fabrication tool.
Johnson said more employers are looking for CAD and drafting experience in fields you wouldn't expect.
And I think that's just going to continue to grow. And I think that we're in the fortunate spot that we're out front on this. And so we have an opportunity to help other schools.
Peters said that while this prize will help keep the CAD Fab Lab stable for years to come, the failed referendum of last year is pushing the Nakusa District to a possible referendum in 2026.
I think the referendum is necessary for us to keep operating at the level that we do.
If the board approves, the referendum would be on the April 7th, 2026 ballot. Federal workers all over Wisconsin are not working, caught in the government shutdown. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
There are about 18,000 federal staffers scattered across the state, and many of them may be furloughed. That includes staff of the Social Security Administration who help people figure out and process benefits, and about 200 workers at the U.S. Forest Service Products Laboratory that's off University here in Madison. And even once lawmakers come to an agreement and federal work resumes, staff's jobs are not guaranteed. President Donald Trump said he was considering laying off, quote, a lot, end quote, of federal workers during the shutdown.
Attorney General Josh Call announced that Wisconsin and a coalition of states secured a court order protecting federal funding for state energy programs intended to help residents and municipalities in Wisconsin save energy and improve resilience. Joanne Krulotz has more.
In August, Wisconsin joined a coalition in filing a lawsuit to block a U.S. Department of Energy policy that capped reimbursement for indirect and fringe cost at 10%. The coalition argued that the policy violated federal law, ignored previously negotiated cost agreements, and threatened states' ability to administer federally funded programs. In Wisconsin, DOE's cap would have cut state energy program funding for indirect and fringe cost from nearly $370,000 to $130,000, creating staffing gaps, limiting oversight, and disrupting support for local energy projects and statewide resilience. The court ruled that DOE's attempt to impose the cap was unlawful.
A proposed bill to limit the release of Mylar balloons was discussed in a state assembly committee last week. The legislation would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons, arguing that they're harmful to the environment and their composition can cause short circuits if they fly into power lines. We Energy's officials say the balloons were responsible for nearly 14,000 customers losing power last year. If passed into law, the bill would impose a $500 fine for releasing Mylar balloons outdoors, with exceptions for scientific purposes. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered legal briefs to be filed in relation to a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional voting maps ahead of the 2026 election. Two law firms filed the challenges in Dane County Circuit Court, where a judge denied a request to set a briefing schedule. They asked the Supreme Court to appoint a 3-judge panel to determine whether the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but the court instead ordered the two sides to file legal briefs arguing whether the lawsuit constituted a valid action to challenge the maps. And the discussion around a possible solar farm in the town of Rome continues. The Next Era Energy Company will be at Avocado's Mexican Grill on Saturday. They're offering residents an opportunity to learn more about the Akron Solar Project they're planning in the area. Next Era Energy representatives will be at the Avocado's Mexican Grill in Rome from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on October 4th. There's great fall activities this weekend in the area. Arnold Strawberries is holding their Fall Harvest Fest weekend on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. until dark in Rudolph. The Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest is at Riverside Park on Saturday from 9 to 5 and on Sunday from 9 to 4. Enjoy family fall fun this weekend. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. They feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? There is a nice variety of films headed to your local screen. What would Halloween season be without a ghost in the theaters? The ghost is Casper and compliments of a re-release from 1995 to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the mediocre film, which drew barely 50% fresh reviews according to Rotten Tomatoes. Dwayne Johnson stars as UFC fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a historical drama that's pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bone Lake is a horror thriller that finds two couples spending a weekend sharing a lakeside home. The film is crushing with critics and currently pulling a 94% on the tomato meter. Good Boy follows canine hero Indy in this rated PG thriller that is also a critic's darling at 91%. It's hard to go wrong with a canine hero. Let's go to the movies. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Tilly Norwood is an AI performer who has her own Instagram account and whose creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Two big talent agencies in LA have already said they will not sign AI performers. Now Screen Actors Guild president Sean Astin, known for his role in The Goonies and Rudy, says human actors have all the leverage because that is who audiences want to see. Astin says he will do everything he can to protect SAG actors. Leonardo DiCaprio is mourning the death of his friend, conservationist Jane Goodall, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 91. Goodall did groundbreaking research involving chimpanzees, transforming people's understanding of animals, and founded the Jane Goodall Institute. DiCaprio served with Goodall on the United Nations Messengers of Peace and called her a true hero for the planet and a dear friend. The two teamed up on the movie Howl, which is currently in production. DiCaprio says his last words to his friend were, "You are my hero." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.